Today's Gospel recounts the incident of Jesus walking on the water. I come from India, and these days we are having the monsoon rains. And when we have too much rain, people have to wade through flood waters. So if only people could walk on the water like Jesus. Walking on the water seems so attractive, so thrilling perhaps. Don't we all wish to walk on the water? From a human point of view, to Peter too, in today's Gospel, it must have looked so thrilling, of course. Peter was moved also by faith. Peter told Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. He started out well, but later he became frightened because of the strong wind, and he begins to sink, and so he cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus stretches out his hand and saves him. Here we notice a FDF process in Peter. That is, faith, doubt, faith process. Peter starts out in faith, but later he doubts, and then again he has the faith to call out to Jesus saying, "Save me." In the Gospels, as is the case in today's Gospel, we come across a Peter who is both strong and weak in his faith. His faith is so strong that he is ready to walk on the water and go towards Jesus. His faith is so strong that when Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Peter promptly answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." His faith is so strong that he is ready to defend Jesus when he was arrested by cutting off the ears of one of the soldiers. His faith is so strong that he tells Jesus, "I will lay down my life for you." But we notice that he is also weak in faith. Because of his weak faith, he begins to sink in the sea. Because of his weak faith, he seems to be asking reward from Jesus for following him. Because of his weak faith, Peter cannot understand the impending passion and death of Jesus. So Jesus has to tell him, "Get behind me, Satan." Because of his weak faith, he denies Jesus 3 times. So we see Peter is one who goes through a series of trial and error, as it were, a trial and error in his faith. Brothers and sisters, but it is to such a person that Jesus entrusted his church, saying, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Jesus said again to Peter, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." Peter is a model for church leadership. Jesus did not choose a perfect person in order to lead his church. Here we should remember that Peter's successors, the popes, the bishops, and the priests, too are human and might be both strong and weak in their faith. The leaders of the church are not angels. They are very much human. And in spite of the weaknesses of her leaders, which we often tend to see more than the strong points, the Mother Church has survived last 2000 years. and it will survive in the future because we have the words of Jesus. No gates of hell shall prevail against it. Peter is also a model for our spiritual life. Like Peter, we too might go through a FDF process, faith, doubt, faith process. It is natural and it is human. There are moments, days, weeks and months when, like Peter, we start out so strong, enthusiastic in our faith. But there are also comes moments, days, weeks and months when, like Peter, we begin to sink. And then, like Peter, we might regain faith in Jesus and has the courage to call out to Him to save us. And the Lord, knowing very well both our strong and weak points, would save us. The most pertinent point here is not the fact of singing, but a failure to call out when singing. The danger today is that in the midst of so much materialism, consumerism and mad rush after wealth, money, beauty and so forth, many people fail even to realize or to recognize that they are singing. Some people realize a bit late, but as they say, it is never too late. Today we pray to the Lord for all the church leaders that their faith may not fail, and for the grace to call out to Him when we feel we are singing. Amen.